Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be with you once again for our show. We praise and thank the Lord for this opportunity. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, praise God. He is so good, and we can't thank him enough for his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We want to give a shout-out to each and every one of you to Blog Talk Radio. Praise God as well, and thank you for enabling us to do what we do here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God, you know, as I said, for his presence, for all that he's doing. Sometimes we can't fully understand or comprehend everything that he's doing at the time in which he's doing them, praise God. But we have to learn how to just hold on, praise God, and be still sometimes and just trust him, hallelujah, glory to God, because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows just what to do, what not to do, the how, the when, and the where of it all, praise God, and or the why. So we have to just move according in the name of Jesus. We were going to pick back up on this teaching, praise God, excuse me, on today, but we are going to reserve that for next week by the grace of God to pick back up on, as we were talking about, that we're going to be talking about the subjects, as I said, as indirect aggression and, of course, on obsessive behavior. And, of course, we're going to be picking back up and talking about that by the grace of God on our next show, because that we want to see there's a tie-in to some degree that we want to kind of touch bases on, just a couple of things that, you know, I just sort of like paid attention to per se, and that, you know, I want to kind of remark, have a few more remarks that I want to say on that and deal it as it is pertaining to the emotion. And, of course, that's just the last part of the SOUL series on the mind, the will, and the emotion. And we thank God, praise God, that we've had the opportunity to be able to share with you on that particular subject, and still sharing, of course, into the closure of this particular subject. Thank God for that. As you know, you can call us here on the Let's Talk About Little Video Show. The show itself number is 1-646-478-4952. And for prayer and counseling, feel free to call us at 305-917-5223-786-991. 4818, or for information, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, about us, praise God, or more. And you can visit our websites as well for more information about us, and also the web, our products, the line that we are developing at the present time also, which is www.apostlecondesso.com, and, of course, our ministry, lrobinsoncondesso.org. And we thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. The email, of course, is drlily@yahoo.com. That's drlily@yahoo.com. You can reach me. Praise God. I am Prophet and Apostle Dr. Lily. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank God for this opportunity. Now, without further ado, we're going to get into some music today that we're going to be praying in a little bit after we play some music. Praise God. And we'll have a few other comments in which we will be making. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We, again, welcome you here to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Listen and be blessed. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, glory to the Oshikiri, the Osanta, the Oshikiri. Tell the Oshikiri, the Osanta, the Rosita, the
Till the tempest is Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come back just a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And place the close on out with the music for the show. But before we do anything else, you know, we want to just take a moment and to just pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as within the confines of that song, we heard that word about the bridge over troubled waters. And we thank God that there are times when we are going through and we are seen to be at our wits' end. Things don't seem to be connecting and coming together as they should. And that we are trying to get from one place to the next. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it seems like it is such a challenge. Oh, my God. But one thing we can do is trust Jesus that he will be that bridge over troubled waters. Hallelujah. Glory to Lamb of God. He'll make a way where there be seen to be no way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I often say, he may, the methods in which he may use from times may not be ones that are familiar with or we understand. But it does not negate the fact that it is him. It is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that's moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On our behalf. Even the angels, God said, he's given his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Of course, you find that in Psalm 91. Oh, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And we know that when we talk about the stone is reflective, praise God, of Jesus Christ. We don't want to kick against the will, the plan, the purpose of God. When we try to walk in alignment, praise God, with what God has already aligned for our lives, then, of course, we can look, even if there are challenges, they expect that there will be assistance somewhere along that road, hallelujah, that pathway, that over that bridge, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, we will have some kind of a help in the name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Come join with me now as we go into prayer, praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, that whatever your needs are, praise God, that as you release them, praise the Lord that they will be heard, and praise God that mercy and the grace of God will fill your life. The joy of your life, hallelujah, glory to God, be greater than all that you have experienced. Hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Because to be honest about it, we've had some trouble sometimes. People have been hurting and suffering and going through some things prior to, but even more so it seemed like in these latter days and the hours in which we are in the, at this point in time, there seemed to be a little bit more. But Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, that you're still God in the midst of it all. And even as we come together today in the name of Jesus to pray and to stand in the gap, Lord God, pray, Father God, for the needs of the people. Pray for the will, for your will to be made, Father God, realized in their hearts, their minds, their lives, their soul, their spirit. And Father God, that as you do that, oh God, they will be given the strength, the undergirdment, oh God, that they need to be able to rise up out of that place. Some who are in obscurity, Father God, will be have the ability to rise up out of obscurity. And, Father, they will be brought into the limelight, the forefront, Father God, and where they can be seen and they can be found in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit in the name of Jesus and that you are turning things in a right manner, Father God, in Jesus' name. The word lets us know you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. And we thank you, hallelujah, glory to the God, hallelujah, for the providing, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And I keep seeing these angel wings today, Lord, for providing, hallelujah, for the people as they call upon your name in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those angels that's encamping around about us to come and assist us, because you said they are ministering angels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You sent unto their salvation. We thank you that angels are coming. Angels are around us. Angels will be with us. Angels will help us. We thank you, Lord, for the angels. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank you above all for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, and we know that they will minister. They will help because they came and helped our Savior. Hallelujah. At a time and a point, a decision that he had to make that was almost too devastating for him to make, but it was for us who have come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The saving grace, the knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory to God of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It has come to the point and place that we realize as we have come to that commitment. In our lives, oh God, that you are Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not just Creator alone, but Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, for that. We praise you for that, that the cross, the suffering on that cross was not in vain, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we are recipients of that. We give you praise, Father God. We know perhaps everyone will say, well, oh my God, we have this problem, we do this, we have that. No, we're not perfect, oh God. The word declares that we are being perfected. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. But thank God that work was done. Hallelujah, glory to God, for this to take place. And this is the rejoicing part. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. The process may sometimes take a while, but nevertheless, once you've made that first step, God will take you the rest of the way. And Father, we thank you for that today. And anybody, anyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father God, it just seems like they're playing, missing it, and can't get it together. I'm asking you for a miracle for them in Jesus' name. And let them call this ministry and let me know, give me a testimony in the name of Jesus. Father God, of how they have been touched in some way, shape, form, fashion, and or another. I thank you for that, and I give you the praise for it now in the name of Jesus. Look upon each heart, each life, Lord God, favorably in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're touching on the north, the south, the east, and the west. Every need met, every need supplied according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, even on our end. In the name of Jesus, supernatural abundance in the name of Jesus. We claim it now. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, we pray that they will open their heart to receive him, repent of anything that they are doing, oh God, and turn from it, Lord God, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to them and draw them closer through the blood, the atoning blood that was shed for them. Hallelujah, glory to God. They will receive salvation and be taught, led, guided, and directed by the precious Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus said that he would come as a comforter. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he is on the earth as a comforter if we will receive him as such. So we thank you, Lord God, for it being done now, for the way being made and in our hearts, our mind, body, soul, and spirit, that we can receive the comforter and also the teacher. Hallelujah, glory to God. He will teach us all things, in all things, through all things, oh God, because this is an ever-learning process. And we thank you, Lord God, that it's no matter how old we may get, that there is still more to learn in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit working in us. Hallelujah, glory to God, perfecting those things that is imperfect in Jesus' name. And we could draw it a line. Hallelujah, glory to God, things that need to be aligned, have a line drawn to it and bringing us forth into the next level, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even in the next dimension of things that we need to get into in the name of Jesus for your honor and for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you because we wrestle not with flesh and blood. And we know, Father God, there are sometimes things that we just, as I said many times, we don't understand, Father God, because we just cannot fully understand or comprehend, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, the fullness, Father God, of the Godhead and also all that is there, Father God, connected in the name of Jesus, because in your angelic realm, Father God, spirit realm, the whole realm, Father God, that we encounter from time to time and don't fully understand. But Lord, mercy, we thank you for grace, and we thank you, Lord God, that your power is everlasting. Hallelujah, glory to God, it is eternal. And Lord, we give you praise for it now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the glory that we can call on you any day, time, and or hour. And we know that, Lord, you hear our prayer. So we thank you, Lord God, for your touch upon these thy loved ones under the sound of my voice, those that we are sending the word out to according to Psalm 107, verse 20, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for healing and deliverance from destruction in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, those that are seeking and searching, hallelujah, glory to God for them as well. And those that are in leadership position all throughout this globe, those that are in leadership, those that are in leadership position, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that are struggling and going through Hamas, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are looking to you and say thank you, Lord, for turning around. Help us to get on board where we need to get on board. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move in ways that we cannot see that will bring about the result that is needed in our lives. In the name of Jesus, for your honor and for your glory, bless your people. Bless those that are calling on you. Bless those that are seeking you, Lord God. Bless those that are lost, oh God. They're walking in our darkness. They just can't seem to find their way. Bless them. Turn them around. Bring them in, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To you be all the glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes. Praise God, I have just a few more minutes here, and I just want to take just a couple of minutes and just kind of remind you again of where we, by the grace of God, will be going on our next show. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I mean, just then share just a little bit more, praise God, in detail about, praise the Lord, these terms, the words that we are going to be talking about, the meaning and of course, some of them are, of course, like a synonyms of what they really actually are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so kind of they'll give you a little bit more description as far as these types of aggression and, of course, behavior, and which we are going to be touching bases on. And, of course, we said it would be indirect aggression, such as stockpiling resentments that are expressed behind people's backs, given the silent treatment or under the breath, mutterings, and avoiding eye contact or putting people down, gossiping, anonymous complaints, poison pen letters, or stealing and conning. And also we said for obsessive behavior such as needing to be inordinately clean and tidy and making a habit of constantly checking things, over dieting or overeating and demanding that all jobs be done perfectly. Perhaps you may ask, why are you teaching on both of these terms perhaps at this particular time? Well, to put it mildly, is this, you know, that, you know, I have witnessed both of these type of interactions from time to time. And in so doing, I'd like to just kind of pick back up and further place, you know, greater emphasis on them both and to tie them in. And I invite you to come back, praise God, to be with us. There's more to be said, praise God, just some things that I've witnessed and just experienced, praise God, hallelujah, for myself, per se, for myself, and the fact that I went through this, per se, sometimes, but perhaps with other people that are dealing with some things that they can't seem to get a fix on that thing, that, you know, it's connected. And there's so many things in our lives nowadays that we don't always pay strict attention to, that we can't always make the connection. But yet it's still there. And we wonder, why is this not working, or why is this happening, or what do you add? Go back again, as I said, you know, and sharing something else, praise God, on another subject matter we were teaching on prior to, on the question of the why. Like the little children, and when they're around about 2 years old or so, and they want to know why to everything, you want to know the why of it all. And, of course, there's such a greater, and the, you know, the explanations are there, but sometimes it just seems like it's something missing. It's just not the fullness of what you need. Well, you know, there's some undercurrent, there's some undertone sometimes that's coming and they're working underneath that you can't see. Like God works behind the scenes and fixing some things. Well, there are some things that can work behind the scenes that can move and do some things that you cannot identify. But when you begin to get in studying into it, or begin to look into it, or begin to walk through certain experiences, you can see it. You can relate to exactly what it's talking about, you know. And we want to touch a little bit of base, just a little bit on that. On that particular area, in the name of Jesus, amen. Sort of that, and as I said, we're still dealing with emotion. We're dealing with the subject of anger, you know. And sometimes we have, like I said, those hidden angers and things like that. And we think it's totally something totally different. No. It has roots and it bears fruits. And when it begins to do all of that kind of stuff, you've got more than what you really want to deal with on your plate, but you don't recognize it sometimes. So So that's why I'm using, praise God, and teaching as the Holy Spirit allowed me to be able to come and just kind of bring these terms to light and all that, give definitions and so on and so forth. And I know it's not my usual way per se that I started out, but nevertheless, sometimes God will change you midstream because there's something else greater that he wants you to do, and there's a reason behind that as well. So again, I invite you to come back, be with us again as we continue to pick back up on our subject matter as we're going through the latter of the SOUL series, dealing with emotion and, of course, anger and some counterparts pertaining to that. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God in every aspect of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, glory to the Lamb of God. Now, we're going to get back to the music. Praise God just for a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to close on out today with music. So let me just thank you again. Hallelujah. Glory to God for being here and to come in and being with us today for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily radio show. We do appreciate it. Let us hear from you again. You can visit us at our websites at www.apostlecondesso.com. www.lrobinsoncondessoministries.org. Email me at drlily@yahoo.com. Amen. God bless you. And come back and be with us next week. Right.